We passed on the candidate because they didn't feel like us. It sound familiar? It should. It's one of the most expensive sentences in hiring. The problem, the team didn't say the candidate lacked the skills or that they couldn't do the job. They just didn't fit. But if your definition of fit is someone who thinks like I do, you're not building a high-performing team. You're building an echo chamber. And let's be real, hiring is already harder than it's ever been. Generative AI has flooded the market with resumes, but it hasn't made anyone easier to hire. The noise is louder, the stakes are higher, and mediocre hiring decisions are getting more expensive. I'm Rami Alijil, CEO of People Processes, and today we're busting the myth of culture fit. We're going to talk about a smarter way to hire, for culture add, and how most companies are doing it wrong. Let's be clear. Hiring for culture fit isn't bad. What's bad is using culture fit as an excuse to hire people who are safe, familiar, and just like you. That's where companies get stuck. Same thinking, same background, same blind spots. Right now, if you're hiring for sameness, you're not setting your team up for success. You're playing defense when you should be building an offense. In today's episode, I'm going to walk you through what culture fit really means and why it's often misused, what culture add looks like in practice, three ways to change your interview strategy this week to hire smarter, and the most common mistakes hiring managers make without realizing it. Let's dive into it. Culture fit is supposed to mean alignment with your company's core values, but in real life, it often turns into, do I get along with this person and do they have the same background as I do? And let's be honest, that's just like chemistry. It's not capability. Hiring for chemistry isn't strategic, it's lazy. You don't need more people who think like you. You need people who will act with their behavior in a way that you find acceptable, but you want people who think differently. You need people who complement what you already have, who stretch your thinking and push your team forward. Culture add means hiring someone who brings a perspective or skill set you don't already have, but who still aligns with your company's mission and way of operating. It's not about disrupting your values, it's about reinforcing them from a different angle. Let me give you a real world example. I've worked with a creative agency recently, super smart people. Every PM had come up on the design side. They were all designers who grew into this role. So their idea of project management was fluid, artistic, brilliant brainstormers, but no one pushed a deadline. No one asked, hey, is this still in the budget? We helped them hire a project manager from a completely different background. They were manufacturing operations project managers, machines in and out. She wasn't from their world at all. She didn't speak their language at first. She was responsive and polite and communicative and fun in the way that they wanted, but not their background. These were also, like I said, art people from liberal arts colleges mainly they hired from. This was an engineering person, but she brought so much structure, clarity, and follow through. And yeah, there was friction at first, but 6 months in, her division was the most profitable part of the company, not because she fit, but because she added what was missing. That's the whole point of culture add. Complement, not copy. Here's where most companies go off the rails. Companies don't define culture in behavior terms. They say things like, we value accountability, or we're a collaborative environment. That's great, but how do I know it when I see it? What does it look like? They don't know what they're missing. If they can't identify your team's gaps, whether it's in discipline, creativity, follow through, you'll default to hiring more of what you already have. And worst of all, they just wing it. They get a feel and they trust their gut. I understand that. Look, I've run a company for 15 years. Sometimes the gut's all you got. But in process design, you want to use systems that you can improve over time. And your gut, it's hard to replicate. It's not hiring strategy. It's wishful thinking. If your HR function isn't helping you fix this, then that's a systems failure. You need more than a gut check. You need a hiring process that ties into performance, retention, and team culture. So here's a better approach. First, at People Processes, we help our clients implement this framework. It's simple, it's scalable, and it works. First, define your culture in observable behaviors only. Don't say we value collaboration. Say we value people who bring in teammates early and share credit. A manager can look at an employee and say, did they wait till the end, until it was on fire and falling apart to ask for help? And when they got kudos, did they share the credit or did they say, yep, I did that. Thank God Jessica didn't touch this project, right? That's collaboration. You look at it in terms of action. Don't say we want self-starters. We need people who propose improvements without being prompted. You can check on that. In the last year, what improvements did you propose without being prompted? 0. That's bad. 50. Okay, let's cut. Dang, girl, breathe. Okay, these are behaviors. They're not just values, they're actions. That's the culture that you want. You need to look for behaviors. And then identify what's missing. Ask your team, what are our weak spots? Is it accountability, process orientation, risk tolerance, or taking? Or the other side of that, not being so dang risky. Culture starts with knowing what you actually need to add to balance those things out. Don't create another version of what you already have. Hire the counterbalance. Ask these questions. You can think about this with potential interviewers. There's lots of them out there, but tell me about a time you brought a new idea that went against the grain. What happened? What's a skill or perspective you have that your previous team didn't? What made you unique on your team? And you're looking for kind of the things that stand out in their own mind. These questions can reveal whether a candidate can add strength without being disruptive and whether they'll push your team forward instead of just blending in. The main mistakes I see, there's maybe 4 culture-related hiring traps. 1, hiring for personality, not performance. If your team gets along great but can't hit deadlines, you don't need more fun. You need some friction to drive some outcomes. Skipping a culture audit. If you can't define what your culture is, you can't hire. How can you hire for it? You know, like, or add to it. Like, people don't take the time to look at the behaviors they need inside their organization to scale and grow and succeed. Start with defining your current culture. Mislabeling difference as risk. Different is not dangerous. It's only dangerous if you don't know how to manage it. Structure solves this. You want people with different backgrounds. You want people from different walks of life, coming from different schools with different degrees. If they can do the job, that difference, that's real diversity, right? The ability to come at things from different perspectives, and they'll help your business grow in ways that you can't imagine. Finally, and this is the biggest mistake I see in this, winging it. Unstructured interviews, that's just bias, lawsuits, and bad hires, okay? They're ineffective. You gotta use a consistent rubric. We are people, processes. Make a process. Ask the same 10 questions for the same people. Do that 100 times, you're gonna know what a good answer is. You're gonna see what you need to change. Please, structure your interviews. All right, let's bring it home. Culture fit is useful, but only when clearly defined. Culture add is how you build a stronger, smarter, or more capable team. You need behavior-based values, a gap analysis, and the right interview questions. And most hiring failure comes from vague expectations and unstructured hiring processes. You can really, really close your turnover rate, make it a lot lower, your new hire success rate, and grow your overall team productivity by adding culture add and really looking for these behaviors and proving them in their prior experiences. If you want to make this easier, download our free culture add interview guide. It's down in the description. You're going to get a simple interview scoring system, 12 plug and play questions that to uncover value add candidates, a pre-interview checklist to spot what your team actually needs. It's a great little tool. And if you lead a US business with more than 10 employees and your last few hires haven't stuck, or your interviews feel more like a coffee chat than a strategy section, let's fix that. You can book a free 30-minute strategy session with me. We'll walk through your processes and help you tighten it up fast. Costs you nothing, and we'll talk about your business. Because your next hiring decision, it's already in motion. It's already based on what you're doing in the past. Too important to wing. Let's improve it a little bit. I'm Rami Alijil, CEO of People Processes, and I appreciate you listening. Now go out there, have a great day, and get your work done.